So we are continuing our climb up the ladder with Valor FC. Second last. Not Wooden Spoon winners, but close
quite,
to it.
Not yeah, quite.
Tied on points with the Wanderers on 28 across both the spring and the fall. And we are joined by Valor FC contributor for Campiel.ca, Ryan Brandt. Ryan, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful. It's Winnipeg, so it's quite chilly now, so missing the soccer weather.
Well, we were just talking about, so Armin isn't here because of the weather in Toronto, and I'm sure you knew about the weather in Toronto from the news out there, but yeah, I mean, it seemed like the weather cooperated in Winnipeg this year. I was shocked at that.
It seemed like it, for the most
part.
Yeah,
certainly, other than, I don't know if you guys saw the picture earlier on in the season when the field was so wet they brought shop vacs out onto the field to vacuum. I'd never seen a soccer field vacuumed in my life. It worked. They played the game, and it all worked out. So that was a new one. So it's always new experiences in the first season.
That's so interesting. Okay, well, let's get into this. So post-mortem on the season, I think Valor, as we mentioned with the Wanderers, obviously very good going forward, some issues at the back, and obviously a big mixed bag. But how do you kind of rate Valor this season and moving into 2020?
I think it'll mostly be defined by injuries that came at just terrible times. It seemed whenever Valor would finally pick up some momentum, a key player on the roster would get injured. You look at Joseph Golobar, and early on you wondered how he was going to fit into this team, and then he really started to emerge as one of the veteran midfielders in the league, and he goes down in that game in Calgary, as does Michael Petrasso, who is expected to be a star player in this league. And you move forward throughout the season, Adam Mitter comes in, starts to find himself and maybe solidify things at the back. He goes down, he gets injured, and it just kind of rolled on as the season went on, to a point where Tyson Farago played through a game with a broken finger because they didn't have a goalkeeper available. So it was really what we'll maybe look back on season one for Valor was injuries leave us wondering what could have been. I don't think they were contending for first or second in the league, but I think they really could have been in the fight to be higher up in that middle class.
I think in terms of kind of roster turnover, like we've heard a lot from most clubs, but I think it's been almost radio silence from Valor so far. Is there anything that you kind of are expecting or anything that you like know about what maybe Rob Gale's plans are for this offseason?
The easiest indication I have right now is that most if not all of the local content on this team is going to be returning for next season. That seemed to be the case for guys like Rafael Ojeda and Tyson Farago, Marco Bustos, who are remaining here in Winnipeg training in the offseason. Also spending time here in Winnipeg in the offseason are co-captains Skylar Thomas and former captain Jordan Morel. So it's anticipated those guys will all be back. Jose Galan made it clear when he signed with the team mid-season that he wanted to stay in Winnipeg and stay in Canada going forward, even
and
outside
he's
of
been
the
in
soccer season. Have you guys seen his Instagram, by the
I
way?
I was just going to say, he's been very engaged in the community, which is great to see.
Yeah,
He's seen more of Manitoba than I have in 4 years.
Hey,
I haven't got out to the Northern Lights yet, and he already has.
Has he been to Gimli?
I would assume he's been out that way, at least towards the water. Gimli, I have.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so then Dylan Sacramento as well. So he's out on loan in New Zealand right now. So you're expecting him back, obviously. What other Winnipeg players are you expecting to return here?
Yeah, that's
pretty much
the,
it, right?
Kind of the main guys there, Tyson Farago, Rafael Ojeda, who I think we're all pretty excited to see what he can do in year two as he found his footing later on in the season. Took a while maybe to earn the trust of the coach to stay out there. We do know, obviously, that Adam Mitter was among the players that will not be returning. Glenn Mooncat also not coming back. I think it seems to be the question marks being those guys that Dylan Carrero, Michael Petrasso, and where their future will be. Petrasso, I believe, is on a one-year deal, so I don't know if he's going to be coming back. And you would hope that, as a fan of seeing development coming from this Canadian Premier League, that he showcased himself enough to maybe make a step towards getting back to Major League Soccer, or if it's Europe, if those are in his plans. But I don't know if we'll see Petrasso back in Winnipeg, but for people kind of tracking the guys that really contributed for Valor FC, Marco Bustos, I am 100% certain he's going to be back for season two.
Yeah, that's a massive, awesome. Massive retention there for Valor. So we saw Rob Gale is, I believe, in the States right now, doing some scouting. But what have you heard in terms about adding players and positions that maybe they're looking to fill here?
Well, I think that the defense is going to be a main focus in his off season. We'll get a look at some of the players that come in through the through the Campiel U Sports draft, and that will be fun. I remember last year, you look back to training camp and some names that disappeared once camp kind of closed out, so who some of those new faces could be, and an undrafted player that I would assume will get a very close look as we get to camp, and a midfielder is going to be in Kalen Boudou, who played at Cape Breton this past season. He's had a really good university career so far. He's a Winnipegger. I got to see him a lot at WSA Winnipeg, so he's one that I think will be I know he's coming and will be taking part in Valor's training camp, just seeing whether or not he earns a contract from it.
Is it because didn't he train with them last summer, I believe?
Yeah, there was a contingent of local players that would just kind of get to take part, mostly the semi-pro guys that play in that league kind of south of the border, just to maybe fill some bodies. Valor obviously dealt with a lot of injuries throughout the season, so Boudou was a teammate of eventual Valor backup goalkeeper Svetek Artemenko, who I think might also be a guy that takes part in camp. The goalkeeping position will be interesting, whether it's Farago retaining the number one position if Matthias Janssens ends up coming back, and we'll see what happens with Svetek, who ended up being a pretty important piece in case another injury popped up.
Yeah, he was on the bench for most of the season, it seemed. So in terms of like taking a step off the pitch here, Ryan, you know, seemed like Winnipeg really took to Valor FC, and obviously their connection with the Blue Bombers helped, and IG Field helped. But what are you kind of seeing from the fan culture this past season, and how do you see it sort of evolving in 2020 in Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's good you mentioned the Blue Bombers. I think it was kind of a hybrid of both of those things, that the Red River Rising group was able to be organized quick. They were at this early, I think almost 2 seasons or 2 years anyways, before the Canadian Premier League had kicked off, which was like a great step moving forward. They were able to establish something and were known for the noise they were making. They came out to practices and were bringing their flares and their drums, so it was interesting stuff, and got the players certainly excited and a reason to play for them. And the Bombers, they brought forward a product that was, you know, advertises a very professional environment, and that was what people in the city understood very quickly, that this was a professional soccer team coming to town and that it was going to be sharing IG Field with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And I heard lots of stories of people that weren't even soccer fans that because of the Bombers and season tickets would go and check out a soccer game or two just to see it, and said, I'll be coming back and probably bringing a bigger group of people next time. So we'll keep an eye on the attendance for next season, because I know Valor started strong, and as the season wore on and the Bombers looked set to go on their run for the Grey Cup, things kind of changed, but it was a great start, I think, in this first season.
Yeah, how are the Bombers doing?
They're still partying, I think.
Oh, yeah, they won. Yeah, okay.
They did win the Grey Cup. So it was a pretty big deal, and I think that is something that's going to really bode well for Valor moving forward, as the merchandise has been flying off the shelves.
Nice.
It's always good news for the Winnipeg Football Club, which is the parent company that owns both the Valor FC and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Well, and something to keep in mind that people maybe not from Winnipeg would not see is just the basic infrastructure of the Bombers from a like commercial standpoint. Like, you see that the Bombers have stores, physical brick-and-mortar stores, and you walk in there and there's Valor stuff. You know, I think that goes a long way, right?
Oh, certainly it does, and it's kind of a like being someone that was an import to the Prairies, and the passion that everybody in Manitoba gets behind their local teams, and it's not just showing up and supporting. Everybody that goes buys merchandise and wants to be kind of decked out in the colors of whatever team it is. If it's the Bombers, the Jets, and now Valor, so it's a sports town, and Winnipeg's sports market has certainly grown, but it seems like there's enough room for everybody.
Perfect. So, Ryan, just one last thought here. Looking ahead to 2020, what are some expectations on the field we could be looking for? Or, you know, what are your expectations personally about this club maybe taking the next step to challenge for a mid-table, like you said, or perhaps even further?
Yeah, I think that I'm intrigued at how mum the word has been out of Winnipeg in terms of some of these signings. And you wonder if there's some heavy looks that Rob Gale is doing to bring in some big name talent. I know that in the lead up to season one, there was some opportunities and conversations to bring some star power to Valor FC, and certain things that just didn't work out, and a lot of what could have been that we wonder about in this postseason. So I would assume he's right back at that again, and hoping that this time it actually works out and they can add a little bit of star power to this team that will be made up of some more local players and a group of Canadians that Rob has his dealings with from his time at Canada Soccer.